any changes with John?
No, no, nothing's different from yesterday. Made the move, brought Pat Devlin in. Don't anticipate him playing Saturday. Would be more of an emergency role, and then look to that he would be able to play some of the game next week.
Johnny's out for Saturday.
Yes.
Prior to making your practice, okay?
He did. He did. We'll just want to see how he responded to it. Took a good volume. Just want to see how we responded. I'll get that update from Joe here in a bit.
Mike, did you guys know about Johnny's history of elbow soreness before you drafted him?
I'm sure there was something in the medical report about it, but it had been managed, and like I said, I just think it got to the point where it flared up, but there's no real update on that.
Mike, will you shut him down for the entire preseason or just Saturday?
Just given the short week and just if not wanting to put him out there against Chicago, I could see he'll just be down for the next two.
Don't quarterbacks with a new CB and all that, don't they throw fewer passes in the practice than they were before the change?
I think it's all different. Sometimes even in the walkthrough, we still throw. So, and a lot of it's how much are they doing during individual. So I don't know if that's fair to say. I mean, you could just say from the sheer amount of time, but a lot of it just depends on what are they doing pre-practice, what are they doing during the individual period, what are they doing during the special teams period, what are they doing during the walkthrough.
Mike, how's Duke Johnson come through the last few days, and how much do you expect?
Wait a minute. Is this a question that's not about a quarterback?
We'll get one in.
Get one in, then we'll return.
How's Duke come through the last few days?
Duke's been great. That we've gradually ramped up his reps, and he's looked good. It's been, you know, I know Flip's been relieved to finally. There's certain plays. You get to the point where you work on your basic install, but then you start to as training camp starts to wind down. You have certain plays for certain guys, and we'd been holding some because it was more matched to Duke's skill set, so we've been able to practice them. So, but so far, so good.
Why Devlin?
Why is he the guy you brought in?
We had a short list. A couple other names came up. Kevin O'Connell had been with him in Miami, so he was the decision.
Coach, where are you looking for Joe Hayden?
Well, we're hopeful to get at least some special teams reps from him Saturday. He can play. He's going to have to cast it up, you know, cover it up, a big Q-tip looking thing. So we're not planning on him handling the ball, but at least he can still get out there and play some of the phases of special teams, if maybe not all of them that he normally would. But we don't want the injury just because he's a running back and we're not going to play him at running back. If he still can get out there and give us some reps on teams, we'd like to get him out there. That's one. Whereas time goes on with him, the cast can get smaller and smaller. So we're hopeful by week one that it'll be to the point where he could handle the ball if he had to.
Coach, where are you looking for Joe Hayden to improve this season?
Joe played last year at a very high level for us, and we're just looking for just take the next step. He just feels more comfortable in the system now. Anytime year one, sometimes there are situations that come up that you haven't gone throughout the year, and I thought Joe played extremely well, had a Pro Bowl season, but he's not the type. Anybody that knows Joe, he's not the type to get complacent. He wants to be great. He welcomes the challenge each week of going against the of us putting a lot on him, and this year will be more of the same.
You expect him and Tayshaun to play against Tampa?
At this point, I do. They both practiced close to full today, but I don't know how they responded to it. So if they responded well, they will be out there.
How
serious is K1? That's just a time thing. He's got an oblique, just a strained oblique. If it was the regular season, he probably could have gone, but we just don't want to make it worse in a time we can just get it to quiet down. So we don't view that as anything serious. There's a chance we get him back for Chicago. But if it's close or there's a little bit of a – if it's 50-50, then we'll probably shut him down for Chicago as well.
Do you
you want your starters to like experience the intermission?
I've been a part of it both ways. We're going to meet as a staff and decide if there are certain players we want to extend into the third quarter. So we'll see. I think with some of the units, it will depend on the number of plays that they get. If one side of the ball, if the play count is very lopsided offensively, defensively, either way, we could make that decision in game to go ahead. Hey, let's go ahead and extend them. We're going to tell them to be prepared, all of them, to go into the second half. And if it happens, it happens.
So what have you seen from Charles Gaines throughout the training camp?
Steady improvement. I mean, he came in here, struggled early. Was having a rough go of it, and just to his credit, you know, pushed through it, and has put some solid work. I want to say the last 10 days were his 10 best days at camp. So he's shown us a lot, and he's steadily improved.
What are your people over here the other day talking about what a weapon any league can be? You know, times where you don't force the ball, just go ahead and punt it down there. Obviously, he's had a good track record, but what have you seen from him in the exhibition games and in training camp, and what do you think of him as what he can do for you guys?
Well, he's the first one to tell you he's not a very good preseason punter. So especially after he hit the one the other night that had return ball written all over it. But he's just his track record. I mean, he's proven. I mean, we don't see any drop-off. Just the ball makes a different sound when it comes off of his foot. Now, at the same time, you have to be careful when you have a player like that, a punter like that, that your coverage units are built to be able to cover those kicks. So that's where you're looking at a Marlon Moore, a Batamosi, the guys we feel that can get down there and cover those kicks. So you got to make sure that you don't just get a guy that's a huge leg and then don't invest heavily in your coverage. But we feel real good about where Andy is. He's one of the better holders in the game too, which is a very much a hidden thing with punters. He does a nice job with both the kickers getting the ball down.
Have you seen a guy kick the ball that high? Well, it seems like one of the parts of his punts are
powerful. Yeah, and that's why he's has the record of success that he has. I haven't seen too many. I haven't been around a punter with this big a leg in my 10 plus years in the league, 12, 13, whatever it is.
But did you say Pryor is cleared to play, or you'll see?
Depends on how he responded to the reps he got today. So he took team reps today, went through all of individual, took team reps. I just don't know how. If he comes in and, hey, it's sore or it's stiffened up on him at the end, then there's a chance he doesn't go. But if he handled it well, because tomorrow is essentially a walkthrough, so today was the last rack of full speed plays. That's why if somebody didn't go today, then they're likely not to go.
What's that? Snap count up today from yesterday?
I think slightly. It was.
It looked like Phil Taylor was on the bike. Did he have any kind of setback with the knee?
He's just really day to day with the tolerance of it. It's and a lot with rehab, guys coming off of serious injuries like that, you really leave it up to them. How does it feel? If it doesn't feel right, we're not going to force them, especially this time of year.
Is your plan is your plan for Manziel to have him try to throw early next week, even if he doesn't play in the game?
Yeah, at some point we'll make the determination. Let's see how it feels. And to me, that's a training room doctor's decision. At what point does he pick a ball up and start throwing it again, and how many times does he do it, and how do we test it to make sure that we're not overdoing it, but we don't rush him back from it.
If he doesn't play again in the preseason, is he where you need him to be your number two when the season over?
You would have liked for him to get meaningful reps in the Tampa game and in the the plan was to get him some work potentially in the second quarter in the Tampa game. That's obviously not going to happen now. Would have played probably a half against Chicago. There's just no, you can't get those reps back. So he'll lose out on all that real game experience, but we're very pleased with where he is currently. And if we truly felt like, hey, he needs to get out there and get these reps, then, I mean, this is something we could have worked through, but Just felt like, hey, heading into the season, it's a long year. Let's go ahead and shut him down and rest it and make sure it's 100% once we head to New York.
So you were prepared to put a little bit of weight against the Bucs first team defense?
Yes.
And why do you think that was important?
Just any team that wants to get their backup work, because at some point during the season, you don't want the first time he steps out there with the ones against live competition to be at that point. Likely, at least. I mean, I hate giving quarters and halves, just because if you have you go out, let's say you have a 14-15 play drive and then have another one, and there's no sense going out again. It's more plays than anything else. But
did he fight you at all on this? Mike, did he want to practice and play this game, or did he go along with this?
Well, I think he's upset that he's not out there. He's upset that it got to this point, but I mean, he's not going to. He didn't fight us as far as, hey, forget this, I'm going to go out there and do it. I mean, he's...
You know what I mean. You know, the guy sometimes want to play through it.
Right? No, but I think he's smart enough to realize that he needs to, that it's the smart thing to do.
What does Pryor have to do other than finally going to, if he appears in a game finally, you have to make every catch? Does he just have to carry himself like a wideout?
Just do his job. Whatever his job is on that play, do it. Do it to the best of his ability. We know he's a project. We understand that. We're not expecting him to go out there and light it up and catch 10 balls for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, he's just continue to get better. I mean, that's it. We knew at the beginning to just make that decision and come into a training camp and say, hey, I'm gonna switch my position. That's our expectations weren't real high for him to, by the end of training camp, to be a viable player at wideout. We understand it's a process. It's just been unfortunate with the injury, the setbacks, that we haven't been able to get as good of an evaluation as we wanted.
What reasons at this point would you have a level of confidence that McCown can get you through this first wave of games with good quarterback play?
We're confident because we feel good about the roster that we've put around him. And that Josh has proven time and time again that he's a good decision maker. I mean, he knows, you know, outside of the one play against Buffalo where he forced it, but he's outstanding with the offense, understanding it, the checks, the run game. A lot of our runs are checked and packaged and putting us in the right play and the right protection, and just the ability to kind of lift the guys up around them to help them out. Understanding, hey, if he senses the back is unsure of his assignment, or there's a little confusion on the offensive line as far as a protection call, or a guy's not getting lined up right, that he has such a good sense of all of it, that he's a very calming influence in the huddle. And to me, he's one of 11. I know it's the most important position, but he's not going to look good if we don't play well around him. But I think that's true of any quarterback. But we're very confident in Josh's ability and what he's done from the day he walked in the door here.
So you take two more questions. How's Cam Irving can't go along, and it looks more and more, although you're not going to say that McGriff is a starter, but how's his attitude as far as potentially not being a starter?
His attitude's been great. I mean, you could tell it's one of the reasons he's here. He loves to play football, loves to be out there, smile on his face. He is a team guy through and through. So we're very pleased with where Cam is.
Considering Manziel's situation now, are you ready to name McCown? We keep talking about it as if it's a...
Pete, do I have to? Is there a league rule I have to name a starter week one?
Not today.
When the league says I have to name a starter, I'll name a starter.